Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, the labor market is starting to slow down, and this affected the stock market for a second week in a row. The U.S. stock market, big indexes like the Dow was off 0.9%. The S&P 500 was off 0.3%. The NASDAQ down 1.2%. It's a tale of two cities. As we look at Europe, the international index was up 1.8%. The 10-year Treasury down 0.1%. Oil off 2.7% for the week. Year-to-date still up 8.6%, the leader on what I'm looking at right now. And bonds were up in price 0.8%, down in yield 0.5%. So the jobs data that came out this past week told basically two stories, but the overall message is pretty clear. The U.S. labor market is starting to slow down, and that is good news for inflation fears. So let's take a look at the February employment number. It came out Friday. There was an increase, you probably heard, of February jobs, new jobs of 275,000, which is a pretty strong number. The estimate was for 200,000. Well, then we look at the revision from January. That's where they go back and say, you know, that number we said last month that was so big, well, we weren't right. So this 275 number, maybe I don't pay a lot of credence to it. It was reduced by 124,000. That's pretty big. And the jobless number this past month, which again is people who are unemployed, was the highest level it's been in 25 months at 3.9%. So that shows that things are slowing down. And also hourly wages, this is how much people are getting paid per hour. That number dropped to 4.3% year over year as it was at 4.5. So that's down as well, which shows that wages are cooling and unemployment's increasing. Those are both signs that inflation's starting to pull back. Now, we also look at some other things this week that came out. As you know, I like to look at the ISM manufacturing and ISM services employment indexes, and both of those fell below 50, which is a contraction in February. For the manufacturing sector, the ISM employment index contracted for the fifth month in a row. You know, we've been looking at that pretty closely, to close at 45.9. 10 industries reporting a decrease in employment and four showing some growth in February. However, in the service sector, this is not manufacturing. This would be services like, restaurants, lawyers, doctors, services. The employment index contracted to 48. Now, this was the second time in the last 3 months we've seen this, and that's, again, a good thing to show inflation is cooling off. And remember, you're looking for 50. Anything above 50 means we're expanding. Anything below 50 means we're contracting. And so both of these show contraction. 9 industries in the service sector reported decreases in hiring. So while these aren't any momentous moves, they are moving in the right direction, closer to the Fed's target overall on inflation of a little over 2%, they said. And that means that the Fed could very well lower rates later this year. Now, typically, I don't pay attention much to the international index, but you heard me at the top. I was talking about how the EFI index was up 1.8% for the week, year-to-date up 4.9%. The ECB, which is the European Community Bank, and the Bank of England, those are both two different financial indicators that are in the European zone, very much like the Fed. And they said this past week, no change to rates. Now, normally I don't really cover that decision, but the clear takeaway from the meeting was that the ECB, the BOE, is now expecting to cut rates later on this summer. So that lines up nicely with what's looking for the Fed right now. And so when I look at the ECB decision, was that the staff reduced their projections on inflation in 24 to 2.3%. Now, it was at 2.7 before, so they're reducing their overall inflation expectation down to 2.3, which is a good message overall that, again, inflation globally is starting to cool off. And that just means that when you're looking at the market, we have to think about how that'll affect stock prices. Again, not just U.S., but globally. So from a market perspective, I think what we're seeing is bonds right now. The prices in bonds are getting higher as rates are starting to come down again, just a little bit, nothing huge yet. But that's the direction you want to see, particularly if you're a bond investor. I've been talking about this for well over 6 months now. The curve is showing reduction when you look 9 months out. And broadly, the S&P 500 remains at near or all-time highs. As you know, it just closed at 5124. And is now up nearly 25% since late October without seeing a 5% or greater pullback. Inflation continues to cool, as I've been laying out here this morning. The Fed will likely start to cut interest rates later this year, as will the ECB, as will the BOE. So you got sort of this global rate reduction going on. And we have a labor market, which is relatively healthy overall. Even though it's slowing down, it's still pretty healthy. As long as people are employed and have something to do, things usually move along at a pretty good pace. Looking at some of the metals, the copper, this is important, copper rallied this past week up 1.2%. This was a broad risk on money flow. And what that means is specifically is that a soft landing could be underway. And that the concern, again, about this deep recession, not there, especially when copper makes a run at the 2024 high price of $3.95. Now, it failed to get above that and break out, but still, that's a pretty healthy overall projection on, you know, materials used in marketing. Gold continues to go up 0.3% to a new record high, closed at an all-time high this week for 2024. Gold benefited from a sharp drop in the dollar on the, again, cooling of interest rates and the 10-year treasury falling again. And so we could see a retracement back to the previous all-time high at 2090. But the path of least resistance, at least at this point, remains higher right now. So overall, as we look at markets, here's what I recommend. I think that investors should view any market volatility that's coming up here as an opportunity to diversify and spread into other indexes or sectors like value that you may not be exposed to at this point, and consider extending your duration on your bonds with a particular focus on investment grade bonds. Technically, for the S&P 500, what are the targets right now? Let's set those right now on the upside. Again, we are closed up Friday at 5124. Next stop would be 5150. Closing above that with volume would be a good sign that we're moving higher to a 5183 as the next stopping point. On the downside, again, if something were to happen, here's the numbers there. Support is at 5088, and next stop is 5030. So again, solidly above the 5,000 mark.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.